This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, considering Psalms 123 through 127. I lift up my eyes, our help is in the name of the Lord, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, home with shouts of joy, and unless the Lord builds the house. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Enlightened us in the true faith.
Oh, come, let us worship Him. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him.
us in the true faith.
For his dwelling place. Remember, O Lord, in David's favor, all the hardships he endured.
How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob.
I will not enter my house, or yet into my bed.
I will not give sleep to my eyes, or slumber to my eyelids.
Until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob.
Behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it.
Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool.
Arise, O Lord, and go to your resting place, you and the ark of your might.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy.
For the sake of your servant David, do not turn away the face of your anointed one.
For the Lord swore to David a sure oath from which he will not turn back. One of the sons of your body I will set on your throne.
If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their sons also forever shall sit on your throne.
For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place.
This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling place.
A reading from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, son of Iddo, saying, "The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore say to them, thus declares the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets cried out, thus says the Lord of hosts, return from your evil ways and from your evil deeds, but they did not hear or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not overtake your fathers? So they repented and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to deal with us for our ways and deeds, so has he dealt with us." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to Timothy, the first chapter. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
We join Dr. Nordling and his extended family, praying that God would grant his sister, Stephanie Brandt, a blessed death. Everlasting God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown that you will be gracious to us, forgive sin, and put away all wrath and condemnation. Grant your servant Stephanie a blessed departure from this veil of misery, that she may cheerfully depart this life, trusting in your saving grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord God, Heavenly Father, through the prophet Isaiah, you continued the prophetic pattern of teaching your people the true faith and demonstrating that through miracles, your presence in creation to heal it of its brokenness. Grant that your church may see in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, the final end times prophet, whose teaching and miracles continue in your church through the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, might be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.